All right, I guess we're ready to. Good morning. This is the North Dakota Public Service Commission. It is February 11th, 10 o'clock. We are meeting at a regularly scheduled biweekly meeting in the hearing room. This is Kevin Kramer. With me are Commissioners Tony Clark and Brian Kalk. Any opening comments for my fellow commissioners?
Good morning and welcome.
If not, I would entertain a motion for consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. KC1, I move the commission award a contract to the Williams County Abstract Company in the amount of $1,497 for work associated with the Williams County Road 9 Phase 4 AML project.
Second.
This is a contract to do title work, of course, on the AML project up in Williams County.
Kevin, could you speak up a little bit?
Sure.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Yeah.
KC2. I move the commission find that the January 22, 2009 complaint filed by the Dakota Resource Council et al. States a prima facie case and serve the complaint on the respondent, GTLE Dakota Plant 1, LLC, in case number RC0932.
Second.
On January 22nd of this year, this complaint was filed by the Dakota Resource Council along with Neil and Laura Tang and Myron and Nancy Eberts and Frank and Lucy Hurt against GTLE Dakota Plant 1, LLC. They allege that the coal beneficiation facility, this is near South Hart, is a, quote, coal preparation plant as defined in the reclamation rules and needs to be permitted by the Public Service Commission as surface coal mining operations under the reclamation law. The first steps in the complaint process, of course, are to find that the complaint states a prima facie case, which we're doing today, and then serve that complaint on GTLE. GTLE will then have 20 days after receipt of the complaint to file a response to it before a hearing is scheduled in the matter. So you will recall, of course, that this goes back to the determination of jurisdiction that our staff responded to last year. And then it was appealed, and there was an informal to discuss whether or not the Public Service Commission had jurisdiction over this particular plant, and the Dakota Resource Council and some of its members are simply exercising at this point their right to file a complaint. We are finding today that it states a prima facie case, and then we'll serve the complaint on GTLE.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That ends the items in my portfolio. Commissioner Clark.
There's just one item in my portfolio. It's an acknowledgement of a letter sent to the congressional delegation. TC1, I move the commission acknowledge its February 5th, 2009 letters to the Honorable Kent Conrad, Honorable Byron Dorgan, United States Senators regarding concerns with the economic stimulus legislation.
Second.
This is a letter that the commission sent to the Senate delegation regarding a particular provision within the economic stimulus package, and I think probably the easiest way to handle it is if I just read excerpts of the letter. Dear Senators, we're writing to express our concerns we have with the provision contained in the economic stimulus legislation that affects state regulatory commissions such as the NDPSC. Specifically, we write regarding a $2.1 billion allocation slated for energy efficiency and conservation block grants under the Department of Energy, Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy section of the bill. Basically, what the concerns that we have are related to some language that was tied in through the Senate Appropriations Committee, as well as some language that appeared in the original House bill, related to contingencies that exist for the release of that fund. There was an effort on Capitol Hill by some members of the utility industry to insert language into that bill which would make the money contingent on states adopting a certain type of rate-making principle, basically called it, which is known as decoupling. Now, in one case in North Dakota, in an XL gas case, the commission did adopt a form of electric or a gas rate decoupling. We've not done it on the electric side, but these are all, these rate case decisions are decisions that are made within the context of a case. It's not something that a commission has the unilateral ability to wave a magic wand and change really the entirety of how we do rates in this state. The concern, of course, is that if you make this energy efficiency money contingent on the state quickly changing all of its rate design that had been developed over many years, the reality is this money is not going to be released to North Dakota. Probably isn't going to be released to most states because I don't know that there's any state in the country that has all of its electric and gas companies on some sort of decoupled mechanism. It would seem to make sense to, if you want to increase energy efficiency, if you want this money to go out quickly, that type of a contingency needs to be taken off in the Senate. We hope that, and the House, we hope that the final bill will do that. There's been different variations of this floated, and different ideas that have been floated about. The bottom line is that it's very difficult to unilaterally simply change all the rate designs for every utility in the state outside of a rate case. And if the contingency exists, it's unlikely that North Dakota will be able to, as I said, participate in it. There's other logistical concerns, such as, for example, one of our companies, Xcel, has agreed they're not going to come in for a rate case for 2 years. And so, you know, even beyond kind of the simple problem of trying to force utility commissions to do this unilaterally, you have state-specific issues like that.
All in favor?
Aye. That ends the items in my portfolio.
All right, thank you. Commissioner Kolk.
The item BK1, I move the commission adopt the order granting petition to intervene in Otter Tail's corporate electric rate increase application, case number PU08862.
Second.
What we have here is a group of companies in the state: Gooders Corporation, Cargo Corporation, Cavendish Farms, Archer Daniels Midland Company, Comdale, Tharaldson Ethanol, formed a group called North Dakota Large Industrial Group, and they'll be planning on intervening in the upcoming rate case for Otter Tail. So we've got folks that have just concerns, and this is their way to express them.
All in favor?
Aye.
Item BK2, I move the commission issue the Notice of Quest Performance Assurance Plan Review and Notice of Opportunity for Comment in the Public Service Commission's investigation of Quest Performance Assurance Plan, case number PU08920.
Second.
This is also one of the requirements that Quest has for telecommunication companies that currently have or intend to have interconnection agreements. As part of the agreement, they have to do this plan every 6 months. It has to be put out there for review and comments to make sure they're doing the things intended as part of this agreement. Comments concerning this review must be filed by March 27, 2009. And if there's any further questions, please let us know here at the commission. We've got the detailed areas that they can ask about, specific recommendations, interconnection areas, unbundling, any of the areas that might be of concern.
All in favor?
Aye.
And the last item that I have is combined BK3 and 4. I move the commission issue a notice of filing, notice of informal hearing, and notice of opportunity for hearing in the joint application of Montana Dakota Utilities Company, a division of MDU Resources Group Incorporated, and Montreal Williams Electric Cooperative for approval of a service area agreement and issuance of certificate of public convenience and necessity to establish locations and designate service locations to be served by Montana Dakota and Montreal Williams within the city of Stanley, North Dakota, and surrounding areas. Case numbers PU0939 and PU0940. On January 22nd, MDU and Montreal Williams County requested that service area agreements and designated areas be worked, that they work on this together and do the work themselves to try to figure out how they can extend service locations within this area and create an agreement of their own accord. I think these kind of things are a good idea. Let the companies, the local as well as the statewide companies, work together to establish what might be best for the communities involved. Comments and requests for hearing must be received by March 24th. An informal hearing in this matter is scheduled to begin March 25th, 2009, in this room right here at 1:30 p.m.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, that ends the items on the agenda. There are some announcements, although nothing real coming up real fast on us in terms of any important meetings. Probably worth noting that we did, of course, cancel the February 10th public input sessions relating to the otter tail rate increase, although we, in our either by luck or good planning, did plan a second session for March 23rd, which, of course, hopefully will remain on the calendar and winter storms will not dissuade us from having those, because it would be get complicated if we got much later than that. So other than that, also might be worth just announcing that the Public Service Commission budget did go through now the hearing process, as well as the deliberations in the Appropriations, House Appropriations Subcommittee. There were some amendments to the governor's executive budget request, including cutting one of the two Public Utilities Division staff people that we, or positions that we had requested. They expressed their desire to keep the metrology lab open, although did not fund it, which is interesting. And then, which has ramifications for other staffing issues. And there was a cut of, I think, $45,000 in the operating budget request. What other major significant issues were there, guys? Do you remember?
Well, I think you covered most of them. I mean, probably the major issue
the rate,
that you...
rail rate.
Yeah, the rail rate case was cut in half, or the rail rate fund was cut in half to $450,000. The ramification that Commissioner Kramer talked about with regard to staffing, which I think is a major one that we'll need to work on in the Senate, or at least talk about ways that we would have to deal with it, is one of the advantages, perhaps the main advantage, to closing the metrology lab, which serves very few customers statewide but costs a good deal of money to upkeep and, perhaps as importantly from our end, a good deal of staff time, is we were going to use the employee who is currently doing metrology work about half-time and permit that employee to do full-time gas pipeline safety work, which we have identified as a critical need for the commission and for the safety of North Dakotans, really, when you look at some of the major gas incidents that we've had. Unfortunately, in keeping the lab or in rating legislative intent that we should keep the lab, it then ties up that person to work in the lab instead of doing gas pipeline safety work, which we'd rather do. And we had asked that if they did that we then get a full FTE, which is something that we've needed for, I think, some time. And certainly the federal government through OSHA or through PHMSA is encouraging. So we'll need to work on that and look at other options if we can't.
It is actually a full-time pipeline safety inspector is going to be a contingency of ongoing Department of Transportation financial support. So currently the Department of Transportation funds 40% of our pipeline safety program, and without this full-time pipeline inspector, that program is in jeopardy in the future. So the ramifications, as Commissioner Clark said, are rather severe, and I am sorry that we haven't made that case as clearly as we ought to have to the legislators. With that, any questions?
Now, just so I'm clear, that's only through a subcommittee, yes?
That's correct.
Right.
So you still have an opportunity to maybe get the full committee
changed tonight? Oh, perhaps, but I don't know that strategically that would necessarily be the way I would advocate doing it. I think that if we can get through the crossover time. You know, the legislative appropriations process is much like an NBA basketball game. You might as well not show up till the last 2 minutes because no one's really playing serious until then. So, you know, so I'm not overly concerned about it today. Overtime is fun, though.
Didn't allow you to make this a pipeline safety full-time person.
That's correct. That's correct, because the person, our state metrologist, does his other part of his job is largely in pipeline safety. Now, he also has a little part of his time that goes toward weights and measures as well. So that whole testing and safety division is a division of lots of responsibilities and very few people that split up those tasks and do it very efficiently and quite productively. But it's getting harder to do all the time because, of course, last session they cut one of those weights and measures inspectors. So the jobs aren't getting fewer, just the people are.
If I could, I'd throw out there that I think the three of us need to continue to make the case that the reason North Dakota is still successful is because the work that's coming through the Public Service Commission. If we don't have the right staff, it's hard to do the things that continue to make our state prosperous. And I think we'll ratchet that up as this continues to the end of the session because the good things going on in the state, most of it comes right through here.
Other questions?
I'm going to want to talk to you later.
Sure.
So that I understand the Dakota Resource Council.
Sure.
And I want a copy of the list of the interveners on.
Sure.
Audio.
Tom, would you turn another microphone or two on down there, please? Thank you. Sure, we can do that, Janelle, either now or later. You'll probably recall back, it was last July that Great Northern or GTL Energy requested a determination of jurisdiction or jurisdictional determination letter from our staff. And their contention was that this plant, this coal beneficiation facility, was being built in conjunction with the coal mine that was also filing for a permit application, contending that when a facility such as a beneficiation facility is built in quotes in connection with unquote a coal mine, that it is part of that mine, that it is subject to the same reclamation laws as the mine itself. It was staff's contention that it did not meet that standard. So the commission itself didn't make a decision, but our lack of making a decision, of course, allows us to maintain our neutrality through now this next process, which will be a prima facie case that will be served, obviously a response, I would think, from GTLE within the next 20 days, and then a formal hearing where we will hear the arguments of whether or not this is a part of the mine. Keep in mind, of course, part of what's that contention here is that the construction has begun. It began last fall, and it is, of course, slowed down throughout this particular winter. And my understanding is there's a lot of snow out there as of today. So that's part of created some of the urgency, of course, for the Dakota Resource Council. Okay. There's nothing else. We'll recess while we sign orders and come back in 10 minutes.
So, Dave and Janelle, if you want.